From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today is Election Day for much of the country. Two governorships are being decided in Virginia and in New Jersey. And several cities are choosing mayors, among them New York, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Miami.
Voters may be back at the polls today, but there is still some unfinished business from last year's election when the Supreme Court stepped in to stop the recount of presidential ballots in Florida. Afterwards, a group of news organizations joined together to investigate what really happened in the land of chads and butterfly ballots. But that final report has yet to appear. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, some people suspect a cover-up.
A group of newspaper and television networks, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, and CNN, spent about $1 million on their own recount. They hired the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago to examine and catalog the 180,000 contested ballots. That work has been completed for some time now, but after September 11th, the media consortium put the publication of the results on hold. Why? A large number of readers and listeners suspect it's because the news organizations didn't want to release a potentially divisive political story in the middle of a national crisis. That's just not true, says Howard Kurtz, who reports on the media for The Washington Post.
A number of people out there said this was some kind of bizarre media cover-up because we knew that the votes were going to favor Al Gore and therefore was going to undermine President Bush. The reality is, I don't think there was any political or partisan reason here for this delay. There was simply a huge war, a huge news story going on that was consuming all of our time. But you can be sure, given the amount of money that the news organizations have spent here, that these results will be published fairly soon.
As a matter of fact, sources inside the participating news organizations say the results could be made public as soon as next week. However, they probably will not be definitive. An earlier ballot study published by the Miami Herald and USA Today determined that George W. Bush would have won Florida if the disputed ballots were counted with more restrictions, and Al Gore would have won Florida if the rules were more liberal. John Broder is the New York Times editor in charge of the recount.
I'll tell you one thing it won't resolve. It will not change the occupant of the Oval Office. That was decided last December 12th. But what it will resolve for students of history and the electoral process is in many ways how not to conduct an election, using varying ballot formats, using varying technologies, allowing different levels of voter education.
The Times plans to describe every one of the 180,000 contested ballots, explaining which ones were dimpled, which were hanging, which were pregnant, and in which counties Florida voters were given a second chance to correct mistakes in their ballots. All of that raw data, Broder says, will be made available to the public through a computer database. But he admits the recount story will get a more modest presentation in the newspaper than it would have before September 11th. Howard Kurtz of The Washington Post says that's unavoidable.
I think the newspapers involved will definitely put the story on the front page, give it a lot of space. I think CNN will give it a fair amount of airtime. But will it get as much attention as it would have if we were not in the middle of a war? Obviously not.
And that's what worries media watchdogs like Tom Rosensteel, director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism at Columbia University.
All the research that we know from generations of media studies tell us that the media doesn't tell people what to think, but it does tell people what to think about. And if they make a big deal out of this project, that will have a public policy impact. And if they make a modest deal out of this project, that will have a public policy impact.
Rosensteel says the media recount could be to ballot reform what the 1968 Kerner Commission was to race relations. It could provide the research that states and counties need to determine what kind of reforms would bring fairness and uniformity to the way ballots are cast and counted. But Rosensteel says that will only occur if the media takes the time and space to explain exactly what happened to the Florida ballots 1 year ago. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.